I was having tea at the house of a gay man in Dakar. He and his friends told me there are many ways to say gay man in Senegal. There are the French terms, in homosexuel or in gay. But most people use the Wolof language phrase gorjigen. It means man-woman. And these days, it's a loaded term. They said being labeled as a known gorjigen could get them thrown out of their homes. It could make them lose their jobs. It could mobilize entire communities against them. One young man I'll call Kareem used to be a student at a local university, but some people there found out he was gay.
It's hard because they attack me, see? I don't dare go back to continue my studies.
Kareem told me he was stabbed at school, and now he's afraid to go back. So he has to stay close to home. But that has its own challenges. His mother tried to kick him out of the house when she found out he was gay.
No one supports me, no one. I stay in my room. In the morning, I go out. I come back at 11 at night to sleep. I no longer greet my mother or my sisters because my mother told me that even greeting a homosexual is a sin. And I said, if that's the case, I won't say hello to you anymore. That's that. If my family has an event, I don't go, because someone will condemn me. So I don't talk to anyone.
Of course, life could be worse for Kareem. He could be in jail. Serial arrests of gay men and persistent outbreaks of violence have forced Senegal's gay community underground.
The situation here, it isn't normal, and it's not acceptable.
That's Sheikh Ibrahim Anyang. He's an anthropologist at Sheikh Anta Diop University in Dakar. He studies public health and sexuality. Senegal is a predominantly Muslim country, and many here believe homosexuality is a sin. There's a law against gay sex on the books in Senegal, but Nyang says that until recently, that law had rarely been applied. And he says there's always been a place in Senegalese society for its gay men.
You can go to certain regions of Senegal where homosexuals play an important social role with women and women leaders. You have homosexuals that no one can touch, and everyone knows that they're gay.
But now such tolerance is harder to find. Last year, an angry mob stole the corpse of a gay man. A local TV reporter spoke to a bystander about what happened.
They took his body out of the morgue, they dragged his body in the street, and shots were ringing out everywhere.
This has become more and more common. Some communities won't allow gay men to be buried in Muslim burial grounds. And when gay men are targeted, they can't go to the police for help. In fact, many gay men are facing prosecution. Last year, 9 HIV/AIDS activists were arrested and convicted of homosexual activity. They were sentenced to 8 years in prison. An extreme punishment, since the recommended sentence for homosexual acts is between 1 and 5 years. The case got a lot of media attention, and the sentence was later overturned. But other gay men have since been arrested and convicted. No one in the government has publicly spoken up for gay people. In fact, the Prime Minister, Souleymane Ndenen Jai, said in a speech last spring that the Senegalese people must fight against homosexuality as a fléau. Plague. Again, Professor Sheikh Nyang.
There is a homophobic discourse that supports a climate of tension, fear, and panic for homosexuals. This discourse makes the situation more difficult. And there's the homophobic violence that's happening in the neighborhoods and is not being punished by authorities. So there's a climate of impunity that's building the violence.
Still, Nyang is hopeful that eventually the Senegalese people will return to their history of tolerance and move away from this violence.
We have to change this. And to change it, we will lean on the concept of human rights, the right of people to live their own sexuality, but also cultural concepts that exist and that show that in certain segments of society, you don't have a construction of homosexuality as a sin, but as a difference.
But until that change happens, gay people here remain vigilant against both the justice system and the justice they'd find in the streets. For Human Rights Watch, I'm Jory Lewis, Dakar, Senegal.